He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. This is 2024, brand new year, brand new school year. My name is Emerson. You're not. This is a welcome to School Talk. Our mainline here is 244-WBGG. That's 244-9234. Get in when you can fit in. Y'all take some calls. We got an awesome topic today. As you saw my social media post when I first posted, my topic was going to be, I don't know where to go. I was just kidding. Because I always got something going on in Ben Davis High School. Our students are always busy doing something great in the community, including my producers, my student producers. No student producer, no show. But I got a student producer, so I got a show today. Good morning, Big Rob.
Hello.
How you doing?
I messed up already.
I like your haircut, man.
Thank you.
It's pretty cool. But it's not as short as mine.
No.
Why? Why?
Your hair is pretty short.
I got no hair.
Oh.
Was there a special occasion between the haircut? I don't know. I mean,
no, Grandma just scheduled the appointment. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Smart man. Always do what Grandma says. If you don't, you'll get a visit from Mr. Allen. And I eat up all your food.
No, it's just whoopings.
I can't get no whoopings. You too old.
No, Grandma give me whoopings.
Oh,
I may be a legal adult
never too old for Grandma's whoopings. Oh, you ain't planning for the weekend?
No.
Oh, awesome.
At
okay.
Least, okay. I don't remember. None? Okay. All I know is I work tomorrow and today. So.
That's cool. Working keeps you out of trouble. Well, you got things to do. We got things. We call the
All right. Well, spring break. It's on the board. March 16th to March 31st is no school because that is spring break.
Woo.
That sounds like fun. I'm going to...
You are going to go somewhere.
I'm going to Pigeon Forge.
Oh.
I went there 2 years ago. It was pretty nice.
You going to drive?
No. I still don't have my license.
That's not one. Okay, that's good. Don't drive without your license.
And then, okay. Let's see. Ben Davis Dance Marathon, March 2nd, 6 to 10 p.m. That's tomorrow at the Ben Davis 9th Grade Center.
Okay.
And then... Boys basketball sectional, Ben Davis at Southport, Friday at 7:30 p.m. That's tonight, isn't it?
Woo.
Right?
Last time I checked, but go ahead. I don't have a Timex.
And then socials at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok. That is at Giant 90.9. As Emerson tells us every single episode, we have a request line, 317-244-9234. That is 317-244-9234. All of our podcasts go to audioboom.com, and this show goes to audioboom.com, too. Speaking of this show, School Talk, Friday, 7:30 a.m., replays Sunday at 2 p.m.
Ooh.
That's now. Well, it's not the Sunday at 2 p.m., but the Friday at 7:30. That's now. We're on now.
Oh, we're on now. I'm sorry. I'm out here doing selfies. I forgot about the show. Hey, don't get old. But
wait,
anyway.
Wait a second. Isn't that what I'm supposed to be doing?
I know. What's that thing you just read?
The Big Board.
All righty then. Hey, we got a lot of stuff and things going on. I got to get back going. I got a studio full of students and teachers. Got an awesome event coming up here in Ben Davis High School. Midsummer Night's Dream. Push the magic button. Our students are busy again on the big stage. Woo! In the studios. I got some students. So I got Aaron. Aaron, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good today.
All right, Aaron. What grade you in?
I'm a senior. I'm in 12th grade.
Oh, 12th? You're a senior? Or are you going to go to college?
I'm going to Ivy Tech.
Ivy Tech? You got a major in mind?
Not at the moment, but
that's
I'm
okay.
Going.
It's okay because I've talked to a lot of folks that finished college and they've said that their major changed 2 or 3 times. So you're in good shape. Just get there. Savannah, good morning. Welcome to School Talk.
Hi. Thank you.
Uh-oh. Push the magic button. There we go. Thank you, Savannah. Can you hear me now? Because I can't hear you. Okay, what college are you going to go to?
Try again.
There you go.
Yep. You got it?
Yeah, I got you.
All righty.
And what high school? What college?
Southern Illinois.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Oh, you got another year? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. What you going to major in?
Funeral science.
What?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I used to work for a local mortuary company. I was trying to sell pre-burial plans.
Oh.
I didn't sell any. Well. I wasn't good at that job. I don't know. But hey, congratulations. And Carissa, good morning.
Good morning.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in 10th grade.
You're a sophomore. Mm-hmm. I got to check my math here. Have you thought about college? It's too early in the game?
I have thought about it. I'm thinking about going to Brown University and doing a dual enrollment with RISD.
Whoa. Get closer to the mic, and then you're a sophomore, right?
Yeah.
So how long have you been thinking about going to college?
Since 8th grade.
Wow. And that's the question for everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, students, Savannah and Aaron, can you remember when you first start talking, thinking about going to college? When it really made sense to you, Aaron? How old were you? When you really thought talking about going to college?
Probably around like when I was in, I think around sixth grade a year.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, that's only because my brother, he graduated during 2018 here at Ben Davis as well. And so he went to Florida.
Okay.
Because he wanted to go to Full State University over there.
Okay.
Because he wanted to major for filming.
All right.
For movies.
That's good school to do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Savannah, when did that thought first come into your mind that you really thought, I want to go to college?
Probably around, I think, I would say sixth grade too.
That's awesome.
When we started talking about college.
That is cool. I mean, really, the reason why, I know I'm off script already, but the reason why I brought it up, and Mick Freddy, you can jump in this anytime you want to teach. I got my teacher out there too, but I got the director. Mick Freddy, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, teacher, I'm sorry. I got off track, but that is awesome when kids, sixth grade and what grade?
Eighth grade.
I mean, I was a knucklehead. I wasn't thinking about I couldn't spell the word college in junior high school. Well, I could spell it, but that is cool, Mick Freddy. What? That's just cool.
It's very cool.
It's just cool, you know. And so what we're talking. So I'm sorry, y'all. I get around my students, I get excited, and just to hear young people talk about secondary education when they're even in elementary school is really, really powerful. And so, Midsummer Night's Dream. Let's talk about this. It's coming up Sunday, March the 10th. Where's it going to be, y'all? This is a free-for-all. Just jump in. Where's it going to be? It's going to be at my house, your house, the backyard, football field. Aaron, where's it going to be at?
It's going to be here at Ben Davis at the theater department.
Theater department? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You guys apparently must be in the theater department, all three of y'all, and the teacher. I mean, that's what the show is all about. And March the 10th, I think it's a two. What is it? One show?
It's four shows.
Four shows.
Yeah. So March 7th to the 10th.
Actually. March 7th to the 10th.
So yeah, Thursday till Sunday.
All right. That sounds good. All right. And guess what else happens on March the 10th? Mm-hmm. Anybody want to guess? It deals with time. Daylight saving time begins. Yeah. Oh. Is that good or bad? I don't know. It was a spring forward, fall back. So I guess we're going to go up forward. Anyway, news you can use. It's coming up. Mick Freddy, tell me more about the how did we pick this play, Midsummer Night's Dream? How did we decide what is appropriate, and how do we pick plays? Because now I know Shakespeare, he's a heavy dude.
Yeah.
So how do we make
this? I wanted to. So I felt like with this department, I wanted to make sure that students had an opportunity to be exposed to classic works, to try things that were a little difficult for them and to rise to the challenge. So I wanted to present a Shakespeare work in the original language, something that was going to give them a challenge. But also, it's one of the most accessible ones. It's a romantic comedy, so it's very accessible to audiences as well.
Like you say, original language.
So in the Shakespearean language... translated. A lot of times when people present them, they'll put them in more modern words.
Yeah.
But I wanted to present them as it was originally written.
That is cool.
Because I knew our students could rise to that occasion.
Wow. Wow. News. This is okay. I thought you just break stuff down and so folks can understand. Okay. All right. So I got three characters. I got three actors, actresses, actors.
Oh, and Aaron is one of our crew.
Crew is leading
our sound design.
Oh, so you make everybody sound good.
Yeah.
That's why you do all you know everything about everything. Yeah. If it don't sound good, we know why it does sound good. Okay, Carissa, what character do you play?
I play Helena.
Helena. Okay, let me look at that. Helena. Oh, I'm a blank. And tell me more about Helena's character.
So Helena is best friends with another character named Hermia, and basically there's a love triangle going on in the story, and Helena is left completely out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically it's like she's just trying to fight to be with the person she wants to be with.
Okay. Hey.
But then halfway through the show, Helena finds herself in a separate love triangle as that love triangle she wasn't in magically becomes centered around her.
Life is tough, ain't it?
Yeah.
I mean, life is tough. Man, that's deep. But that happens in real life, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that happens in real life, though, because choices and et cetera. Huh. Savannah, what character do you play?
I play Oberon.
Oberon?
Oberon.
Oberon. Oberon. Okay, tell me more about Oberon.
He's very bossy. He's a very bossy character.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a little henchman that he wants. So Oberon wants to be in control of pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a little henchman. His name's Puck.
Okay.
He makes Puck go out and do everything for him and then takes all the credit for that.
Wow.
All the credit.
It's like a bully in high school.
Yeah, pretty much.
So now, if we see a bully in high school, we just call him Puck. You know, you don't know his name, just call him Puck. He's like a little bully, you know, a little bully. Now, McFred, you talked about the language,
mm-hmm.
the original language. I wonder, Savannah and Carissa, can y'all recite anything from the play in that language? Okay. It's part of a scene? Or a paragraph or a line or two. I know you didn't plan to do this.
A big part of one of the scenes I'm in is I'm yelling at Puck because he did something wrong.
Sounds normal.
So
normal reaction.
This
is thy negligence. Still thou mistakest or else commits thy knaveries willfully.
Do it again.
This is thy negligence. Still thou mistakest, or else commits thy knaveries willfully.
Maybe you said to somebody in the classroom, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. But I said, speak English. That was English.
Uh-huh.
That was English. That was English. Carissa, well, give me something.
I think Helena's...
Set the ground. Yeah, go ahead. There you go.
I think Helena's first line in the show is, call you me fair, that fair again unsay.
Okay.
And she's basically saying, did you just call me pretty? Stop saying that.
Wow. So in the course of the conversation, the audience, you said it's a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me why it's a comedy. Anybody. Anyone. Open mic. Just add it and then join in.
I feel like there's just a lot. I think somebody else should explain.
So a lot of the play is, it's a carnival and like fairyland play. So we're all very silly and very unique.
Oh, that sounds like me, but go ahead.
A lot of the funny parts are from Puck. Puck is a very unique personality,
mm-hmm.
and it adds a lot of comedy to the show, which is already like without Puck, it
right.
would still be funny. But Puck is a big part of the funniness of it. So it's like...
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the humor comes from confusion, mistaken identity. The fairies are messing with the humans because they think it is funny. It's their entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making people fall in love with people that, like... someone else is in love with, and they're tricking them and getting them lost in the woods. Then we have the mechanicals who are actors,
mm-hmm.
but really they're like tailors and mechanics and carpenters who decided they wanted to put on a play for the Duke's wedding.
Right.
But they're not good actors. The characters themselves, our actors are very good actors, but the characters themselves are just work people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine if your barber just got up and was like, hey, I'm going to do a play at the mayor's wedding. I've never acted before, but I'm just going to put on this show myself.
Right.
So there's a lot of humor there in them, like, messing up this show at this wedding reception. But there's a lot of humor there of, like, confusing each other. And Puck, like Savannah said, is a great humor character because we describe them, the way we kind of have played with that character is saying they're simultaneously 9 and 900.
Wow.
Years old.
Wow.
Like, that's the
wow.
kind of way we're playing it.
Wow. Wow. Set the scene. What does the scene look like so that folks get to the shows? What can they expect from the scenes? Is it the outfits? Anyone? Samantha? Carissa?
So.
Describe something that you wear.
Well, I think the take on it is like early 1900s. And so we're kind of going into like 1920s America. That's how Fraley explained it whenever we first started working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So my character, she's wearing a polka dot dress and heels, a hat, and gloves.
Okay. Savannah?
So Oberon's like a kind of a carnival leader. So
like a ringmaster.
Yeah. So I'm in a very old timey ringmaster outfit.
From a technical side, Aaron, how do you keep everyone sounding good, and how do you handle mistakes? I mean, audio. I mean, is it nerve wracking?
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of nerve wracking, especially like because there's like three people actually who like because the one problem I have with like three of the actors at the moment is like some of the actors be having their mics too close to their mouth,
yeah.
So I can like. You can clearly hear them having breathing, like you can like clearly hear them into like the whole thing, and I'm like, oh, I need to put on one of them. Like, you need to put it back. And like the thing is, like, there's one thing with the mechanics where like they're all huddling together, but like since the microphones are like kind of close with each other, it comes with the feedback,
okay,
and a big wave comes into like the
right.
speakers, and like and that's what affects everyone. And like I'm freaking out, like, oh shoot,
is that hard to explain to the actors? The technical side of it,
because
what the audience hears and sees makes the play. So if they see beauty and they see the colors and they see the voices, but they hear, you know, it just runs your experience.
Yeah,
so you have a tough job. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying, because you have a tough job, and I appreciate that, because we need that to. Get the message across to the individuals in the audience, because people like to laugh. Now tell me, what's the funniest? Is there a funniest part of the play? Is there a part that's the bomb? Carissa, I see your eyeballs going back in your head.
I think there is a part whenever, and it's Puck. Usually, it's Puck. There's the part where Puck is having the two male leads run around because they're trying to fight each other, and so Puck is fooling them by thinking that, like, by making the other think that they're one of the humans, and so they're just running back and forth. It's hilarious.
How many fairies you got in this thing?
Damn, like probably 7 or 8.
Messing people up.
Yeah, just kind of messing with things.
It's so cool.
I will say one of my favorite humorous parts is because it's so relatable to school and where we're at, but there's a moment where all four of the lovers, Helena, Hermia, Lysander, and Demetrius, they've kind of been avoiding each other and seeing each other in different pairs, but all four of them end up together.
Mm-hmm.
And Lysander, who's been put under a spell to fall in love with Helena, is like, Hermia, who he was in love with at the beginning of the show, he's like, I don't love you anymore. And Hermia looks at Helena and goes, I can't believe you would steal him. And it turns into this girl fight, and they're chasing each other all around, trying to get at each other. And it feels like all those romance dramas we see in high school, all that drama of you stole my man and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very humorous to watch them all like try to get at each other.
Yeah. The word of Shakespeare, you know, when you put the word Shakespeare on top of a play, you're dealing with classics. and things have been time-tested over time in many different arenas. And then you bring it down to the high school level for our young folks to experience the classics. It's kind of unique. But is it a challenge to get the, Mr. Frey, to get the young people to understand how that history came about, mm-hmm. or how what Shakespeare was all about?
Yeah, I think that's something we did early on that I think a lot of people appreciated was I tried to get very deep into making sure that the students understood what, not the words they were saying, but the mm-hmm. meaning of what they were saying. Because I think you learn the lines better when yeah. you actually know what you're trying to say and get across. But also letting them know that, like, this play in particular, the Queen back in the day loved Shakespeare and loved plays like this because she loved getting to watch silly things, because mm-hmm. everyone was always trying to impress her mm-hmm. and make things so fancy. And Shakespeare didn't care that she was a royal. He cared about people,
right.
about regular people. It's why he did things in the village square. He wanted to yeah. bring things to people who didn't have a lot, and he wanted to bring joy and new experiences. And he would meet them where they were with, like, silly blue humor jokes, and he would have silly slapstick things. He would even make fun of the kings right in front of their faces, but in a language they couldn't understand. So there's always just a fun and a play in a Shakespeare comedy.
Mm.
And I wanted to make sure kids kind of understood that play aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not about being a serious actor. Right? It's about playing in this world. Mm. Right? That's what the audience is going to connect to.
If the audience, my radio audience, did a little Google on the Midsummer Night's Dream, you'll get a lot of information on the play as it's done in Broadway and in other places. But what's kind of unique about here on the high school set is that the advantage to be involved in a Shakespearean play that's full of the things that we deal with every day. Humor, relationships, heartbreak, deception, pain, laughter, and we have to find ways in our real lives to deal with all these emotions, because one day you can be up and next day you'll be down. This day was good. Yesterday's a bummer. Tomorrow's always got to look forward to tomorrow, hoping tomorrow will be a better day than today. That's me talking on that one. But Shakespeare showcases the mastery of blending humor, romance, and enchantment in this play. But the humor part, this part that I really love, because I love to laugh, because I know laughter reduces blood pressure. And y'all too young for blood pressure problems. Aaron, you don't have no blood pressure problems. Savannah, you have no blood pressure problems. And Carissa, no blood pressure problems. Now, Mr. Friday might have blood pressure problems.
Yeah. I need another one of these coffees.
And my producer ain't got no blood pressure problem, but it's still laughter but laughter is a beautiful, beautiful thing, man. It's just, and when you can deal with a lot of crazy stuff, then come to a place. So I encourage all the folks in the audience to come out and enjoy this play. And the play date is going to be?
March 7th until,
March 7th through the 10th.
There you go.
March 7th through 9th, the show day. The show times are 7 p.m. And March 10th, you can see it at 2 p.m. in the Ben Davis Theater.
Ben Davis Theater. And guess what, y'all? It's free parking. No cost for parking. Now, there is a ticket. You do need a ticket to get involved into the theater.
There is a ticket. Yeah. But yeah. Wayne Township staff, teachers and staff can get in with their ID. For free
to
come support students.
Mm-hmm.
And then tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for students, and free for children under 8.
Yeah, because 8-year-olds, they don't have to. Now, what if I act 8-year-old? Can I get in free?
Of course. Actually, no. I've seen you throw a tantrum. You have to sit outside.
I can't get in. I got to sit outside. I'm going to sit outside with Muck. Or is it Muck?
Puck.
Yeah. He got a brother named Muck, so Muckety Muck. Oh, man, that's gonna be an interesting show. I'm almost out of time. Carissa, is this your first play? You played in?
At Ben Davis, but not here.
Where else did you do something?
I did theater outside of like any type of school related program, and it was this program called React, and it used to be downtown, and then they moved it a couple places.
Okay.
So this might be my fifth play, I would
say. Okay. All right. Awesome. Savannah, what other plays you played in?
This is my first.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're a rookie. I'm just kidding. And Aaron, you're a senior now, so you've been producing. How many shows you produce? Or not produce, but just technical and make sure it sound not right.
Yeah, probably like a lot, especially like probably for other events too.
Yeah,
because I did a bunch of shows, even for show choir too. Because mm-hmm. show choir had their own shows, like they did Aladdin Junior, but I didn't do sound for them either. But I did background for them, so uh-huh. I moved sets for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like backstage moving sets. So I had to get on stage, put something on, and go back off stage.
You ever thought about getting in front of the? And the action said, huh? Say, I'll be back making the bells look good, you know, sound good. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
Yeah. You ain't going out there. No. I'll make y'all sound good. I ain't going.
I'm already performing in orchestra. I'll be fine with that.
You play an instrument?
Yeah.
What do you play?
I play the viola.
A viola? Mm-hmm. Is that like a violin?
Yeah, but.
But bigger?
Yeah, we have a bigger one, but for us. Yeah. We have a thicker and lower string. They have a really thin and higher string.
Ah.
There's a big difference.
Oh, what? Wow.
But I like two things.
Yeah? Can you play instrument?
I'm in band. I play tenor saxophone.
You play tenor sax? Mm-hmm. I play tenor sax.
Really?
Well, I used to play tenor sax. I got nerve damage in my left hand. I can't do the upper registers anymore. Mm. But you know, I'm off script game. But anyway, do you know there's this one-handed saxophone that's about $15,000. You play with the right hand. It has you can play the upper registers and lower registers with one hand. You can hold the sax with your left hand and operate both registers with your right hand. $15,000. I'm going to do a GoFundMe.
Sounds interesting.
Because I miss playing the sax. I taught myself how to play. I miss playing. I play sax and I play the flute, mm-hmm. and I can't play neither one. No, man. Savannah, any instruments?
I don't play any instruments. I can play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star on a guitar.
That's cool. I used to sing solo. You couldn't hear me, so it's but I definitely love playing. I love playing my instrument because that's discipline and it's just fun playing the instrument. So that is Miss Ray, you play an instrument?
I played guitar. I took piano lessons.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that.
I played trombone for 8 years.
Get out of here.
So I did a lot of things. I was in a lot of bands in college, like rock bands, like yeah. played things. So,
man, y'all should get a band here at Ben Davis High School.
Yeah, we'll start one.
I thought didn't they have one at one time during your years? I mean, I've been off and on since 2003. So I think there must have had to be a bunch of teachers that used to play together.
Maybe.
Hey, I'm trying to start something up in here, y'all. I think it did. I can't remember when, what year it was. But I think there was a bunch of teachers that were playing, and they played here at the high school. I can't think.
I mean, you play saxophone. We'll start Dave Matthews Band 2.
Oh, man.
The sequel.
Let me get that one-handed sax first. Here's the bad part about it. Before my hand went bad on me, I did borrow a sax from the orchestra and I on my birthday, and I played it for my wife. And it was the first time she ever heard me play a sax. And I think it was my 45th birthday, something like that. And then that was the last time she saw me play a sax, and then my hand went bad. And then I ain't played the sax since then. But anyway, Midsummer Night's Dream. Folks, check it out. It's going to be got more than one show here at the high school. And the first show is going to be?
March 7th.
And the second show is going to be?
March 8th.
And the third show is going to be?
March 9th.
And the fourth show is going to be?
March 10th.
And the times on the first three shows are?
7 o'clock.
And the last show is a matinee?
Yes.
Ah.
2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. That's kind of cool. Well, come on and we'll check out the Ben Davis students. I think you will enjoy the show. If you love to laugh and you love, like Mr. Fraley says, it's going to be in the, how you say it, Mr. Fraley? What kind of language you call it?
Shakespearean.
Shakespearean. To be or not. Well, that's a different play. So. y'all ever done Romeo and Juliet? Ever?
No. We also haven't done the show that line is from, which is Hamlet.
Yeah. Those pieces are pretty good. Those I remember those.
Yeah.
I remember those from high school.
I got a lot of years left in me, Emerson. I got a lot more opportunities to do those shows.
Okay, Romeo, Juliet.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Yeah, I'm down here, crazy guy. No, that's not part of it.
Because technically she's saying, Romeo, Romeo, why do you have to be Romeo? Because you're from a family that hates my family, and so we can't be together.
That's deep. Dang. Man. See, that's the stuff I'm talking about. That's why that stuff is just totally awesome, so. Anyway, check out the show, y'all. I think you will enjoy it. You'll walk away laughing, and you just might be careful. You just might learn something. Anything y'all want to add before we close out?
I just want to add, people are going to enjoy the music. We're incorporating some music from, like, the 1930s to 50s in the show. And so it's got a lot of, like, that great music in it. So even when you're sitting there, you're kind of going to be, like, reminiscing, singing along, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Any James Brown? I'm just kidding. That's from the 60s. I'd be funny, though. No, it wouldn't be funny. It'd mess up the whole play. And, playing James Brown music on a Shakespearean stage. Somebody probably did it before somewhere.
Oh, 100% someone has done it.
Didn't know what they're doing. They probably did it and just had fun with it. But, Mr. Fraley, I know this is probably too far ahead, but anything in the pipeline, though?
Coming up? So in the fall/winter, we're starting a tradition of just so people can kind of celebrate the holidays. In the winter, we're going to start doing the Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
So that families can bring their families, celebrate the holiday. We're trying to make it a tradition so that our community can have something to come do every holiday so they can look forward to, hey, we're going to come see the Ben Davis Theater production of Christmas Carol. That's how we get our holiday started. I want to kind of create some community traditions on the West Side for our students and families.
That's huge. That's Scrooge, right?
Yeah.
Bah, Tiny Tim, the turkey. Yeah. I didn't call Tiny Tim a turkey. I just said there's
God bless us, everyone.
There's a turkey that they're eating. I mean, never mind.
I just realized how many shows I was in now.
Yeah?
I helped in like 5 shows now.
5 shows?
Yeah, plus 3 more for, I think it was Chapel Hill. Because they had a bunch of shows here in Ben Davis as well.
All right.
So how about like 8 shows right now?
Awesome. Well, it's going to be a good show, folks. So come on, check it out. Check out our students in the production of Midsummer Night's Dream. Thank you guys for coming out and talking to me this morning. We'll be back on the airways, play the show back this Sunday at 2 o'clock. And it'll be on Audio Boom on the internet, so you can hear yourself answer my crazy questions. But thank you for coming out. Mr. Fraley, thank you for all you do. All right. To the parents. And to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. We must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. But to give up, they're going to be giving back. And just remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Okay, be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Hey, copy Savannah. Hey, copy Carissa. Hey, copy Aaron. You can copy the students because they're on the way to college. And they knew that at 6th grade. The 6th grade, the 8th grade, they knew they wanted to go to school. I mean, that was just... Man, who does that? Who thinks about college? These kids do. Ben Davis Scholars. That's what I'm talking about. The views expressed on school talk, this is the views of the University of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 98.9. My views and the views of my guests. I'll be back next week if they let me come back on the airways. I don't know who my guest is going to be. I can't come back. Mr. Big Roger, I can't come back. But, y'all, I'm coming back. You can't keep me out. I'm breaking down the doors. I'm calling security. No, I'm not. See you next week on School Talk.